The Arizona Corporation Commission is generating unwanted headlines again this morning. Ted Vogt, who's been the commission's executive director since January of 2017, has resigned after four of the five commissioners asked him to leave. That request was made because of a potential conflict of interest. With me to explain more is Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republic. Ryan, first of all, who is Ted Vogt, and what does the executive director of the Corporation Commission do?
The executive director at the commission is selected by the commissioners. And so he was chosen for that job by the five elected commissioners. And the director oversees a staff of, I believe, more than 300 folks who work in the utilities division. So they're the people who review rate hikes, the securities division, the railroad. He oversees everybody at the commission and all the departments.
So as you mentioned, the executive director is chosen by the commissioners. Now, this was a case where four of the five commissioners in the last couple of days, as you reported, publicly called on Mr. Vogt to leave. Why?
Well, on Monday, Mr. Vogt wrote a letter to the chairman. So the chairman of the commission is one of the elected commissioners, and they choose who gets the chair, and that person basically sets the agenda for meetings. Ted wrote the chairman, Tom Farese, and disclosed that his wife was working for a lobbying firm, and that lobbying firm had been hired by the parent company of APS, and that could be viewed as a conflict. He also mentioned that her firm had represented Jim Norton, a lobbyist who is a defendant in a federal bribery case that involves a water company that's regulated by the Corporation Commission. He wrote that to disclose it on Monday. I'm not really sure what prompted that, why he decided that he needed to put that on the record on Monday, but I'm assuming there was some sort of verbal communication before that. Almost immediately, the next day, four of the commissioners wrote letters to the chairman saying that they were very concerned, and the chairman himself wrote a letter saying that he thought Ted needed to resign. And I'll note that two of the commissioners, Tom Farese and Justin Olson, they wrote the strongest worded letters asking for his resignation, and those two happen to be up for re-election this year.
Okay. Is there any concern at this point that anything actually happened in terms of a conflict of interest, or is this more about the perception, the optics?
There is no concern that there are any inappropriate acts taken by the director because of his wife's affiliation with APS, the biggest utility regulated over there, but it is a little bit more than the fear of how this looks or appearances. There is a state statute that says nobody who is either elected to the commission or works at the commission can have a direct connection to any of the utilities that are regulated over there. And they use a strange word, a pecuniary interest or a financial interest. And so the commissioner said, well, your wife is drawing a paycheck that's being funded by Pinnacle West. That's a financial interest. You're married. You have, joint property in this state. So because she's being paid by APS, you have a financial interest in APS. Again, those two commissioners, Justin Olson and Tom Farese, said that the remedy is to quit your job.
Now, Ryan, I saved the best question for last. And the word that comes to mind for me is irony. Is there any feeling that anyone in the public could see the irony of this because of the feeling that a couple of the commissioners at least got a lot of support from APS in terms of their election or re-election bids, in terms of the finances behind this? And there have been concerns that they, in fact, may not be able to be unbiased, so it hasn't been proven, but that they have a hard time being unbiased when it comes to APS. And now they're asking someone to resign. They asked Mr. Vogt to resign because of a connection to APS. It seems strange to a lot of outsiders.
Yeah, I think that's why we saw such swift action, because they really want to distance themselves from APS. And I think the commissioners were trying to preempt a story. I think other folks were really looking into this connection because it's not something they hid. Ted Vogt and his wife both were very public about what they did for a living, and people knew they were married. As a matter of fact, one of the commissioners, Andy Tobin, officiated their wedding. So they weren't keeping it a secret. I think people who are distrustful of the Corporation Commission or have matters before the commission had figured this out and started to look at it sideways, saying, is that a conflict to have him in this position? And before that could even blow up into a election year issue, they asked the guy to resign. But you're right. I think we're at the point now where all five commissioners are in their jobs because of the benefit of APS getting involved in those elections.
And what used to be maybe the least known of Arizona's elected offices has been getting a lot of attention lately, some of which they want, some of which they don't. And Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republic and AZ Central always covering it really well. Ryan, thanks very much again.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.